And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day titled Carried On. Carried On. Also, we're going to tackle Meshuggah News, the dog and pig edition. What? And then we're going to examine helping us out to test us out to help us out and close it with a Facebook post, Seeing It Right.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Hey, if you missed that interview we just did with Pastor Jason David, you missed a great interview. And we're going to get that up in the podcast next week. And shout out to Jackie Browner, who I forgot her name in the middle of the interview, so I feel really bad. Sorry, Jackie. Anyway, we're going to cover lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. Yeah, I'm going to have to cover it, and it's not pretty. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oh, no. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and I've proven that for 5 years. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
My dad, when he would get drunk, he would come home and he would become very abusive.
That's Elena. She grew up with two alcoholic parents in the former Soviet Union. Elena and her younger sister eventually went to live in an orphanage.
At first, I was ashamed because I was an orphan. You know, I was a nobody and all the brokenness that came with it. I felt like, you know, like I was unwanted.
But God wanted Elena. She just didn't know it until she and her sister were adopted by a loving family that told them all about Jesus Christ.
Getting to know God and Him leading me in the way that He does, I learned that in that brokenness, He wanted me, you know, and He was there and He was always trying to get me to Him.
God loves you too, and He wants you to have a relationship with Him. Want to learn how all that works? Pay us a visit at findpeacewithgod.net from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. What an hour of radio that was. That was a really, really good hour. I enjoyed that. Talking to Jason Davis, a lot of fun. I remember just the interviews we did, and big shout out to Ron from Ohio State, who actually brought Jason towards the station. And it was our privilege to connect with him and to hear what the Lord has been doing. And wow, can you imagine? They put the Facebook up from the church 3 weeks ago, and they got 4 million hits. Now, here's something to keep in mind. They're not trying to monetize. They're giving the song away free. They're giving the lyrics away free. They're giving the music away free. They got some instrumentals. Man, if you're going to do it, that's the way to do it. That is just marvelous. You're sorry for the pain, but you're so blessed to hear the glory. So good for them. If you don't know what that's about, we had Jason David back on, who came through throat cancer and actually had cancer in a couple of different places. And the Lord was gracious and used his testimony and is using his testimony to bless thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people, and we think that's fantastic. Love it. All right. This DD, oh, if you want to reach us, davidspoon at kprz.com. This DDD, devotional diamond of the day. So what is a DDD? People go, what is that? Well, what happens is I got a pretty intense Bible reading prayer life. I've been, for a long time, it's kind of a daily routine. So a DDD, devotional diamond of the day, are the things in that devotional time that stand out as I'm reading it. And so if I'm reading, I've read the Old Testament, it's kind of a, it's kind of an iffy, but somewhere around the 30 times mark. But the New Testament, over 120, closer to 150 times. And every time I read the Word of God, there is new stuff. It's the one amazing thing. I don't know if that's just blessing or basic insanity and the Lord's just trying to keep me whole. I have no idea. But reading that word, every time I see something, and that's what a DDD is. It's that new thing that I come across that I didn't quite see in application. Doesn't mean it's new as in revelatory. It's more new in illumination. And for those into theology, you'll understand the difference. And also application. And that's what becomes a DDD. Here is this one. It's called Carry On. I always give them titles because they didn't know what to title them when we were putting them on podcasts. Exodus 19, 3-5, and Moses went up to the mountain to meet with God. The Lord called to him from the mountain and told him to say to the Israelites, Jacob's descendants, you saw what I, the Lord, did to the Egyptians and how I carried you as an eagle carries her young on her wings and brought you here to me. Now, if you will obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my own people. The whole earth is mine, but you will be my chosen people. This passage talks about the Lord bringing the children of Israel through dramatic trial, dramatic life, out of slavery, out of Egypt. And the Lord brought them out, the Israelites out, in order for them, this is really important, in order for them to be here or there towards the Lord. He says, you saw what I did. I carried you as an eagle carries her young on her wings and brought you here to me. You see, the Lord brought them out of that slavery and brought them to him. He brought them to him. You think of all these things that God brings you out of and all these encounters that you've gone through that you have not just survived, but you've been blessed in. And God is bringing you out of those things, but always to him, to meet with God. And the Lord says, how I carried you. I love that. And the Lord carries his people to bring his people to him. Now, what's fascinating about this portion in Exodus 19 is part of the counter of this in the New Testament, which is in Hebrews 10, 19 and 20, which says, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body. In other words, we have access to the most holy place. If you're not familiar with the most holy place, that's where the presence of God abides. And in the tradition and in the Old Testament, the high priest went into the most holy place once a year to deal with sin. But he went into the very presence of God, dealing with sins for the nation. Now, because of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can access the most holy place anytime we want through the blood of Jesus Christ. Not with disrespect, not with dishonor, but anytime. Because a new and living way has been opened up to us by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And God in the Old Testament carries the children of Israel and compares it to an eagle carrying her young. I don't know a lot about birds, I know the eagle is majestic. I know the eagle is big, fierce. I imagine even more so protecting its young, carrying its young. I mean, it's like a big going over big distances. Well, that's the Lord. That's what the Lord wants us to have as a picture. How that eagle protects her own young on her wings and keeps that safety for that younglin. I don't know what else you call them. And the bottom line to that is that's what the Lord does for us and wants us to have that picture. And he wants us to know that we're chosen and we're special to him. Like that close relationship that is testified to throughout nature and throughout creation. And he does all that so that we will spend time with him, so that we will engage with him, so we'll fellowship with him. I know there's ministries out there that say, well, Christianity should be about this and Christianity should be about that. Hey, Christianity is the redemption from the garden. In the garden, there was fellowship uninterrupted with God until sin entered the picture. Well, Jesus blew that apart. And we're thankful he did. And now we can come into the presence of God, the most holy of holies, by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ anytime. And you think, well, I don't always feel the presence of God when I go in there to pray. Well, congratulations. I when I get up in the morning, I don't always feel like going to work. Guess what? Work is still there and I still go. It's not about your feelings. It's about truth. And the truth is Jesus made a new and living way for us to access. It's like, cool. I think it's terrible that, you know, people have been talking about websites and you know, for, you know, so what, 97, 98, you can have 24, you know, it's 365, 24/7. Well, you and I have had 365, 24/7 with God for 2,000 years. That's not new. It's just highly unused. Is what it is. Carried on. That's what we have been, and that's what we need to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
If you're a Christian employer, as a follower of Christ, you should be concerned about the unemployed. This is Jim Garlow. I'm talking about a spiritual, biblical, and a moral issue. Unemployment isn't merely not having a job. It's a loss of the command of Genesis to till the garden, to contribute to this world. Genesis 1:26 tells us we were made in the image of God. That means in part that we are to create through our occupations. We were made for work. Work was not the result of the fall of humanity in Genesis. It predated the fall. And in heaven, we won't be taking eternal naps. There's something insidious about being unemployed. It rots the souls of men. A strong message for every Christian employer to remember. A landowner is Jesus' example in Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, knowing that principle, and he took action. He hired the workers. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Separation from a spouse or legal partner is difficult, plain and simple. Child custody, visitation challenges, spousal support disagreements, and so forth can be incredibly messy if proper legal groundwork has not been set. Family law attorney Robert J. Balmer has been helping separated couples navigate the uneasy waters of divorce and legal separation for over 40 years. Robert is an experienced professional and will always talk to you straight. If you need help with any family law situation, call Robert Balmer, B-A-U-M-E-R, for a free legal consultation. He'll give you good, sound advice about your situation and what should be done. For a free consultation with Robert, call 619-497-0054. The law offices of Robert J. Balmer, a good team to have on your side. 619-497-0054. 619-497-0054.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
All you have made me sing, and I pray the Lord my soul to keep me through your grace.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're getting ready for the segment that I like to do the least, but must do every once in a while to keep it all in perspective. You know, I like teaching and talking a lot more than talking about what we're going to hit right now. Can we, Agent Squires, have our sound, please?
Sugar news.
There we go. That's perfect. We'll just leave that right there. Okay, folks, Michigan News. It's the Dogs and Pigs edition. I did say that. All right, you're going to say, why did you say that, Dave? I'll get you to the scripture fast enough. Hold on. So apparently there is the Southern Poverty Law Center who is out there on ABC and NBC calling Christians, ready? Hate groups. Not just one in particular, evangelical Christians as hate groups in the capacity that if you believe that God created the earth, that he created man, and male and female, if you believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, if you believe that creation is involved, if you believe that your faith is true, you're part of the hate group. It's like, my response to that is I contacted the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I challenged them in their communication system at 4 minutes after 9 in the morning, on 7/13/17, and challenged them to come on the show and defend their position. I have not heard back from them, nor do I expect to. Additionally, news to be aware of, Eugene Peterson is a person who translated and put together the Bible paraphrase called The Message. It's not a translation. It's not a transliteration. It's much more of a paraphrase. He has ultimately given up on the biblical take on homosexuality and said he's too old to fight with people. He doesn't want to really deal with that and just doesn't care anymore. I understand the doesn't care part. I don't understand the giving up the Bible principle part. So I'm still working through that, so you'll have to bear with me. Next thing is so bizarre. Now, the last two things are funny, but the next thing is so bizarre, I don't actually know how to respond to it. But apparently, a feminist who has a son who doesn't agree with her is mad and considers her son a part of the rape culture. It does make me think that feminists are pretty mad that God goes by he, but I really think that they're really bitter about bad dates.
Something happened. Because there's just nothing else in all of humanity that could give them that kind of anger other than it was a really crummy date. That's all I can come up with. All right, here, this is a classic. Tell me what you think of this. My wife and I, every once in a while, we watch live PD. And now, we're not supposed to. But I was a chaplain, so I do kind of, you know, I sometimes watch it. A policeman was disciplined in a report because he called a man, and the person, the man, wanted to be called a woman, and the policeman called the person a man, and then the policeman got disciplined. See, I just think if we had music that really was singing about the end, this would be really close. Until I read this story. This is the one. This is the one that brings it all home, folks. This is the one that circles around. The Ninth Circuit Court. Well, who else? It's nobody else. The Ninth Circuit Court is taking on the case of the monkey's right, this is not a joke, to his own selfie. They are reviewing from photographer David Slater whether the monkey has rights to the picture when the monkey took a selfie. The Ninth Circuit Court of the United States of America. The United States District Court of Northern District of California is listening to a case where a monkey takes a selfie and they're trying to find out what rights the monkey has. So there are two things that I absolutely believe about this story. One, the end of the world is near. And two, they somehow coincided this with the release of the movie of the Planet of the Apes, because it just sounds like something that people in California would do in order to promote the movie. I'm just saying, I don't know if they got free tickets. I don't know if they got money. I don't know if they got, you know, junior mints. But who would take a case about a monkey's rights except for a monkey court?
Three bananas.
Huh? Three bananas. Wow. I didn't think of that. Now, does that mean that the judges would get banana shakes? Or this is just free bananas for the judges because they're taking the monkey case?
Runs the gamut.
Runs the gamut. I like that. I like that. So let's close this out, and this will help you understand why this is called Dogs and Pigs. You can get mad at me, but I don't mind. Matthew chapter 7, do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before swine. You know who said that? Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. Give not that which is holy unto dogs. That means savage or snarling haters of truth and righteousness. Neither cast your pearls before swine, the impure or coarse, who are incapable of appreciating the priceless jewels of Christianity. You know what you're not supposed to do? Cast your pearls before them. The pearl is the gospel. And there are some people that Jesus labeled as dogs and pigs. Get mad all you want. Just go look right now. Go look right this second, Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. And then go ahead, and I dare you, to tell me it's out of context. I dare you. Because it's completely in context. Talking about bringing the truth. Here's the thing. You got to be able to look at the news, shake your head. You can either smirk up or smirk down. I don't mind. And then you got to let it go. You can't keep feeding that little feeder in you. You can't keep feeding it to depress you, to discourage you, to persuade you that life's not worth living. You gotta get from that. You can get a little dose of the news if you want to stay current, although spending time with God is a better way to stay current, or just reading the Bible since it's way ahead of the newspapers. But if you need to get your dose, get your dose, but don't keep feeding the bad machine. That's like going to, I don't know, a casino and putting all your money in a machine that doesn't ever spit anything out. You're just feeding it and feeding it and feeding it, and the only person that's losing is you. You're the only person that's losing in that situation. You want to hear the news? Fine. You want to engage with talk? Fine. If it overwhelms you, influences you, or distracts you from God, get rid of it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break, then come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Every time you say you love me, it truly is another star.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The United States of America isn't defined by Beltway or Manhattan elites, nor by those in Los Angeles or Silicon Valley. The mainstream media gets its cues from the collective consciousness of these four isolated reserves of great power, wealth, and fame. Donald Trump's sparring with elites, though, is deeply satisfying to much of the rest of the country that does not live in those four sectors. At least that sparring is satisfactory most of the time. There's a limit, however, to how much good the president does by dominating media. The president met and exceeded that limit with his escalation of his war with Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski via tweets. Those tweets were wrong because they were cruel. They don't energize the base, except at its far fringes. They shrink it. Americans do love contact sports. We swoon for heated rhetoric. If President Trump can resolve to stay combative but back off cruel, it won't matter whether he tweets once or 100 times a day. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries. But for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Is this you?
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. We've got a lot of things to cover, and we don't have a ton of time to do it. Boy, I'm just real blessed by that interview we were able to do the last hour with Jason David. If you need more information on that, Bonita Valley Community Church, just go to Google, type that in, it'll pop right up. Really, really good stuff. Really appreciate that. Here, we're going to get into our next DDD. And as you know, the last segment, I talked about how I got to those DDDs. What I didn't share with you is that what I'll do in my devotional time is one day I will read one translation, and then the next day I'll read a different translation. And typically, I read the New Testament about, three times more or so than the Old Testament, except for lately, in the last little year or so, I've been a Christian for 40 years. So you got to kind of keep that in mind, that I've been reading, just going back and forth, back and forth. And I came across something today. So when we're talking about dates, I'm talking today. And when I saw it, I think I've seen it before, but maybe not in the same way. So I was really kind of like, I was really kind of like excited. When I see something in the Word and it's new or fresh or it's renewing, it's exciting. Because I see that as the Lord speaking to us and communicating. And I think people that have never heard from God, I feel bad. And if you're a Christian that's like, well, I hear from him in his Word, great. But that does mean you're hearing from him, right? That's why it's called the Word of God. And that's a big part of our relationship with the Lord, is communing and having an understanding of what he has to say. It was well said by both, actually by every denomination, but by, you know, both the Pentecostal and the Baptist groups, that if you will simply know the Word of God, you'll certainly know the voice of God if he does speak to you. It's like you can't get away from that. If you know what God sounds like through his Word, then when he speaks to you for real, you'll know if it's him or not. It's pretty easy to, and there's nothing he's going to say that's contrary to his Word ever. That's the plumb line. But this one is entitled Helping Us Test Out. You're going to hear something that I have not thought of and I don't necessarily like, but I want to be more mature than that and I'm trying to learn to like it, which is why I'm sharing it with you. Exodus chapter 20, verses 18 through 20. When the people heard the thunder and the trumpet blast and saw the lightning and the smoking mountain, they trembled with fear and stood a long way off. They said to Moses, "If you speak to us, we will listen, but we are afraid that if God speaks to us, we will die." Moses replied, "Don't be afraid. God has only come to test you and to make you keep on obeying so that you will not sin." And I read that and I went, "What? What?" First and foremost, this is right after the Ten Commandments were given. In the Hebrew, by the way, that word commandments is actually the word words. It's actually 10 words. And I do want to say right off the bat that the 10 commandments are not 10 suggestions. Here's 10 really good suggestions. I think you guys should use this. That is incorrect. And if you will look closely, as something I haven't done as carefully as I need to, the very last commandment, which in the older translations says, do not covet your neighbor's house, their wife, their land, their, you know, their cattle, any of that stuff. The word covet has a connotation of desire, excessive desire, an unrighteous desire. And it is true that in the Ten Commandments, the 10th commandment illustrates that sin is within and not just without. So when people say, well, you can only sin outwardly, that's as absurd as you can get. And Jesus verified that by simply saying that sin within counts, by saying that if you look at a woman in your heart, and then you're lusting after, not if you just see the woman, but if you see the woman and you start moving in your thoughts and you move those thoughts into progressive places that they shouldn't be, then you're committing sin, whether you've done the act or not. So we see that also in the Ten Commandments, the 10th commandment pointing out that you cannot have an unrighteous desire inside of you, that also is sin. And then you find out that the children of Israel, they hear the thunder and the trumpet as God is sitting on top of the mountain. Now, I've heard about that. Have you ever been in a thunderstorm? They're loud. I used to live in Flagstaff. You know what's amazing about thunderstorms? They're loud. They're not quiet. They're loud. I mean, it's really loud. And so they hear this thunder and they hear a trumpet. So I sit there and I think, you know, is this like Close Encounters of the Third Kind where the thing's making noise, or, you know, is it this big, you know, how's that trumpet coming off? But they're hearing that and they're seeing lightning and smoke. So just imagine you're out by a mountain, and at the top of the mountain, there's thunder that you're hearing, and there's a trumpet sound, and at the exact same time, there's lightning striking, you know, and there's smoke all over the place. That is quite the sight. I'm just thinking, wow. I'm not sure sci-fi could capture it. You know, that's some pretty intense stuff. And so here's what they said. I mean, here's what it says. Scripture says, you know, the people trembled with fear and stood a long way off. So I'm going to take a stand here a little bit different than most evangelicals. This is not reverence and awe. If I'm standing at a mountain and there's a thunder happening and lightning happening and there's a trumpet sound and I'm seeing smoke everywhere, I'm not in reverence. I'm terrified. I'm like, I'm afraid. Because this is the awesomeness of God coming down on a mountain. I have a feeling at that moment, it's like, yikes. And you know they're really afraid. Because why? They stood a long way off. Like, no, I'm not getting near that. No. And so Moses says, hey, don't be terrified. Don't be afraid. Here is what the Lord is doing. And here's what I found. This is what he says in verse 20. Moses replied, don't be afraid. God has only come to test you. Stop right there. Do you know that a lot of things that you go through are a test? Genesis 22:1, God tested Abraham. Jesus, in saying to the disciples, feed the 5,000, scripture says in John, he was testing them. There's a lot of testing going on. There's a lot of schooling that still takes place for you and me as the Lord is continually testing us. And you think, well, why do we keep getting tested? I don't like school. Why? And it tells you why. The scripture tells you why. God has only come to test you and to make you keep on obeying him. You see, his continual tests put us in a position to have to continually obey him. You're getting tested by God and tested by God, and you have to respond, and you have to respond. And then Moses gives you the reason why at the very end of the verse. It says, don't be afraid. God has only come to test you and to make you keep on obeying him so that you will not sin. That's the ticket. God is helping us test out so that we don't succumb to sin. God is allowing tests in our life, left and right, and forcing our position of a much more sensitive obedience to him so that we don't get swallowed up by the deception and the disease and the death of sin. He's trying to protect us by testing us. He's trying to watch out for us. See, people think God does this because God is bored and it's a petri dish and he just wants to agonize your life. But the Lord is testing you to keep you sharp. And he's keeping you sharp and forcing you to obey him out of compassion. Because if we don't do that, then we're going to fall prey to sin. And the results of falling prey to sin are nothing short of cataclysmic for us as individuals. So God is trying to keep us away from that. Get away. You don't know what sin's going to do. Remember what he said to Cain? It desires to have you. Sin is like its own eating monster that just consumes, and it will destroy our lives. It's pleasurable for a season, but afterward, its fruit is destruction. It's like, ooh, well, that's not good. Right. So the Lord tests us in order to keep us sharp, in order to keep us away from sin. Because sin will ruin us. And if you think, I'm just going to say this real quickly, and I'm going to send the emails to somebody else. If you are a husband or a wife, you know that if you succumb to that sin of being unfaithful, you've just destroyed families. That's the result of sin. So God tests you to keep you in obedience, to keep you away from sinning. That makes it so much nicer in the sense that he's actually just trying to help me. Maybe I should look at things the way God does. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere. Like breaking out, having some good-
professional and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Occasionally I'll think, if I could be around one biblical character today, who would I choose? More often than not, Barnabas is my answer. Barnabas was apparently such an encouraging person that the leaders of the early church gave him the nickname Son of Encouragement. Encouragement is the art of providing a fresh dose of courage in a life where it is missing. The famous Army General George S. Patton said, "Courage is fear holding on a minute longer." You may meet someone today who's ready to give in to fear, so see if you can help them hold on with a fresh dose of courage. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's encouragement on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Say, you like to be in charge, like to be in control, like to call all the shots? Hi there, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Well, you're not alone. We're an independent nation made up of self-made men and women. Or so we think. Wait a minute. Who died and left you and me in charge? It's not up to us. It's up to God to be in control. Think now. You're the clay. He's the potter. So get over it. You're the slave. He's the master. Get beyond it. Your life is not in your control, but His. So get a life. Get His life. Man, that's a much better idea.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Props to our very own Agent Squire, doing a great job taking care of Tugboat Todd's vacation times. Not easy to be able to come in, do the full operations of the station, and run this show, primarily because, you know, I am word and emotionally and psychologically needy. Spiritually, I'm pretty good, but it's all the rest of the stuff. So bottom line is, good job by Agent Squires. Very good job. We have to get you a sound. I don't know what that sound's going to be. We're going to have to come up with something because we'll be doing it again tomorrow. This Facebook post, well, probably will not get as many responses as Jason David's did. That's pretty funny. 4 million. That's a lot. This is entitled Seeing It Right. And this is not new. There's nothing new in this. All the material that we talk about on the show is at least 2,000 years old. Here we go. Acts chapter 7, verse 54 through 55 say this. Now, when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, it's referring to Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God
and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. This portion is Acts chapter 7, verse 54 and 55, if you will remember, if you have read in the past. In Acts chapter 7, they were mad at Stephen, and they were giving him quite the hard time, and he gave this fantastic recap from the early Israelite or early Abraham time all the way past that into the David time, and just gave this recap on what a mess everybody was. He went through, kind of talked about the faithful, but then talked about the rebellion that the children of Israel had on multiple occasions. And so they started to attack him. I mean, they were enraged. They ground their teeth. Eventually, they stoned him to death. They were not happy people. So it's fair to say that Stephen was under duress and attack. Have you been under duress? Have you been stressed? Have you been under attack spiritually or socially? There's a lot of attacking taking place socially right now. It's amazing. But Stephen, scripture says in verse 55, but he, full of the Holy Spirit, looked to heaven. You want to know if you're full of the Holy Spirit? Well, we know that if you have fruits of the Spirit, you're, the Spirit's in you. That's not an issue. We know that if you acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit's in you. There are some theologies that teach that if you are able to speak in tongues, that proves that you're full of the Holy Spirit. There are some theologies that teach that if you speak in tongues, you're like weird. There's other groups that teach that in order to prove you're full of the Holy Spirit, you have to serve soup to the homeless. There are a myriad of things that we can use in Scripture. One of them, by the way, definitively, in Acts chapter 4, is speaking the word of God boldly. You can't do that without having the gumption or the drive of the Holy Spirit. But here you get another view of somebody who's full of the Holy Spirit. And what does he do when he's full of the Holy Spirit? He gazes into heaven. So what do you know immediately is if you're a person that looks at your circumstance and cannot see God in it, you probably are not operating in the fullness of the Spirit. So that's a good bet. Because if you can see heaven in the circumstances, if you can see God in the circumstances, you're probably walking a better line than if you just see it in the natural. That's why Scripture says we walk by faith and not by sight. For the practicality of that, all you have to do, just like the old 3D viewfinders, you'd put a little disc in and you pull the little thing and it switches the film, it switches the little pictures, right? Well, just in every one of those pictures that you see, just add a Jesus in there and you'll be doing much better in what you see. And Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. He was able to see the glory of God, and he was able to see Jesus Christ because he had the right view. He was seeing it right, and it demonstrated how much of the Spirit was in him. So I'll look at something, and here's my struggle. I just don't know if it's everybody else's struggle. I'll look at something, and I will oftentimes start off great. I see it, I know it, I stand in it. My problem is if it goes more than 10 or 15 seconds. When it goes more than 10 or 15 seconds, I start to lose that capacity. And like Peter, I move from looking at Jesus to looking at the waves and hearing the wind. And I don't think it's uncommon at all. But I think it's worthwhile for us to recognize that to see it right, to see it in the Spirit, to see it in the fullness, puts us in a better place when we can see heaven, when we can see the glory of God, when we can see Jesus Christ, and it illustrates that the Spirit is operating in our lives. And I want that. I've done Christianity. I've been involved in this for a long time, 40 years. I've done plenty of time without the empowerment of the Spirit. I've done plenty of time in my own strength. Those are usually the worst of my times. That is usually true for most of us. You don't have to do everything perfect. And everything you hear in this show, just ask the Lord to get you one step closer. Not to do it perfect, but just to start to do it. Okay? All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.